is a oh, a passel of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about different types of beans?
Green beans, sometimes called string beans. Lima beans, which are, to me, are the same thing as butter beans. Kidney beans, great northern beans, pinto beans, white beans, navy beans.
A regular reservoir of bean terminology.
Beans are cheap. pole beans. Chili beans. That's about as far as I can go.
Okay. Say if you're having beans that you don't eat hot and all, you have to do what to them?
You have to shell them.
And say if you cut off the tops of a bunch of turnips and cook them, you say you have cooking a mess of
greens.
Okay. Check this out. My gun blind is working.
Yeah.
Okay. Talk about corn. The outside of an ear of corn you call the
shuck.
And the thing that grows out the top?
Or
the stalk?
Or the tassel.
Yeah. And the stringy stuff on the inside of the ear.
That's silk or hair.
What about corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob? You call that?
Roasting ears.
Okay.
Generally, that's hickory canes, the best roasting ear.
What about the thing that you'd make a jack-o'-lantern out of?
Pumpkin.
Right. What about different types of melons you know about?
Well, watermelons, mushmelons, cantaloupe. Of course, you got different kinds of watermelons. You got a Stone Mountain watermelon. I don't know why Stone Mountain. And Charleston Grays, which are kind of an off green, really, not a gray, but an off green color. And what are the most popular kind? The big striped ones. Can't remember the name for those.
Not a rattlesnake.
No. Can't think of it.
Well, I'm thinking about it. We better pick that up. Cause
what's that?
Different types of snakes.
Rattlesnake?
Yeah.
Copperhead. Water moccasin, garter snake, garden snake. Of course, a water moccasin is the same as a cottonmouth. Black snake, blue racer, chicken snake. Uh-oh, we'll have to move in.
Keep talking, we check it out.
Well, it'll be too much, I believe.
Let me ask you a couple more.
All right.
What about this? You finished with snake?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. What about this thing that grows wild, looks like a little umbrella open?
A mushroom.
Yeah. What about one that, maybe something like a mushroom, but it makes you sick if you ate it?
A toadstool.
Yeah. You'd say don't eat that toadstool because
it's poisonous. Now there's a. If you're a real mushroom connoisseur, there's a certain a kind of mushroom grown in the southeast that's not, or a certain kind of toadstool that grows wild that's not poisonous. It grows in pastures a lot, and that's what they you freeze them, then you boil them down to make a kind of a liquid and put them in Kool-Aid or whatever, and you get